Now, Emma McNamara is back with more business news.
Thanks very much, Gavin. Earlier on this programme, we heard how the Society of the St Vincent de Paul has warned of a money lending crisis and that it's calling on the central bank to make public basic data about the sector to take it out of the shadows. So who are these doorstep credit firms? Well, a money lender's licence is for those who provide credit to consumers where the APR or annual percentage rate is greater than 23%. Just over 40 money lenders are licensed by the central bank and they have been for 10 years. They're supervised and each year they have to get their license renewed. The central bank can refuse licenses if it feels the cost of credit proposed is excessive. And we're joined in studio now by Bernard Sheridan. He's the Director of Consumer Protection at the central bank and in charge of moneylenders. Good morning, Bernard. Thanks very much for joining us in studio this morning. Vincent de Paul is calling this a return of money lending. What's happening in that sector at the moment? Is it growing?
Good morning, Emma. Yes, well, a number of years ago, we carried out some research into the sector. And at that point, which was in the late around 2007, there were approximately 300,000 customers of licensed money lenders in Ireland. And over the last few years, I suppose we are seeing a slight increase in, if you like, in the usage of money lenders by consumers. It's not a radical increase, but certainly it is growing.
And usually what are the loans for? Specific events or to get through the week? So who uses them and why?
Yeah, well, from the previous research, we found consumers found money lenders to be, if you like, providing readily available credit for small amounts of loans, which they may not be able to get anywhere else. Things like for family events, for purchasing goods, for going on holidays or paying off other bills. Essentially, they were the main reasons why people were using money lenders.
And is this key that it's a low amount of money that you can borrow, which you might not be able to borrow such a small amount elsewhere at a bank or a credit union?
Yes, again, what we found is that amounts range from the hundreds of euros, maybe 400, 500 euro, up to a couple of thousand euro, and they would be the typical loans that people generally feel they might not be able to get from other lenders. Now, credit unions do provide smaller loans to people. Banks do provide loans, but generally it would be a couple of thousand euro would be the average loan from the banks. So again, it would generally be smaller loans in the hundreds of euro.
Now, we're talking about rates of interest or the loan times of 15 to 26 weeks and interest from 23 to 300%. It's nothing in comparison to the UK and the US rates, which can be up to 3,000%. There has been talk that those big US and UK firms are interested in getting into the Irish market. Can they?
Well, as you said earlier, the central bank is responsible for licensing money lenders. So any firm that wants to come in and offer loans to retail consumers here, they must seek our approval. Now, we have had a number of firms into us from abroad looking to establish here to offer those type of loans. To date, we have been able to refuse those because we felt that the cost of credit and the interest rates proposed were actually too excessive for consumers here in Ireland.
The St Vincent de Paul says that these lenders are targeted, using very specifically targeted advertising. How is their advertising controlled?
Well, again, the central bank has a code in place which actually regulates how money lenders advertise. Generally, money lenders will be advertising through leaflet drops or in local newspapers and that. And what we will say to people before actually deciding to go to a money lender is consider your options. First of all, do you need to borrow money? If you do, actually, is the money lender route the most appropriate route? Could you get a loan from a credit union as an alternative?
Do you get many complaints about money lenders?
Funnily enough, we received very few complaints, and actually the research that we did a few years ago showed that generally people were satisfied with the service provided by moneylenders. But I think that may mask a different issue. In a sense, are people really aware of the cost associated with borrowing from moneylenders, particularly on a long-term basis? I think as a one-off, maybe in an emergency situation, it might make sense. But if you find yourself continuing to borrow and take out new loans from moneylenders over time, that can be very expensive.
Is this a problem of financial literacy or of desperation?
Well, I don't think it's financial literacy. I think people like the convenience of the door-to-door collections and that. But I think sometimes people can forget and maybe not fully aware. When you talk about interest rates, people may get confused. What we have done is try to increase transparency. So all money lenders, for example, now on their loan documentation must make it very clear that these are high-cost loans.
This all sounds quite benign. What are the problems with the sector?
Well, in terms of the licensed money lending sector, we have carried out inspections of quite a number of firms over the last couple of years, and generally we found actually a high level of compliance with most of our requirements in terms of the rates that they're charging, that they're actually not overcharging people, and as you said, the level of complaints have been relatively small. Now, we have come across a couple of issues with a very small number of firms, which we are pursuing in terms of possible enforcement action with them.
And what kind of practice are you seeing there?
Well, again, it's, you know, are they putting people under pressure for renewing loans and things like that? So rolling over loans, maybe where it's not in the best interest of the borrower.
And briefly, the St. Vincent de Paul wants all of this quantified, the number of loans and how many are in arrears. Is that possible at the end of your review? Will you be able to do that?
Yes, well, currently we're in the middle of the review, and actually we welcome the submission from St. Vincent de Paul, and we've submissions from other bodies as well, and we will take all of those on board in actually helping us make sure that we're regulating the sector appropriately.
Bernard Sheridan, thanks very much for joining us in studio this morning. Briefly, on the currency markets, the euro is trading at nearly $1.32 and 84.98 pence sterling.